Now, exactly what happens when death occurs? I say many people have experienced this. I've gone further than that. I have plumbed into this pretty deeply. What with e-meters, checking up with people, checking into children, and so on. There's been a rather thoroughgoing research on the matter. I mean, it was a rather tremendous effort that was put out. Now, on a lie detector e-meter, you can put a person on one of these things and you get a peculiar phenomenon, a peculiar behavior of the electrical needles. That's peculiar behavior, observed many times, by the way, by police detectives who could never explain it, but knew they ran into it every now and then, is merely talking about a time when a being was separate from a mind and body. And it's a peculiar little mechanism. It's a little hunt of the needle, and it just hunts back and forth over a very small area and quite frantically. Now, that indicates that a person is still sitting in one of these exteriorization incidents. All right. We know a great deal about havingness. We know a lot of other things. We know how a person would suddenly run out of havingness if he died, and we would expect this much loss of possession and so forth to wipe him out. Well, let me tell you something. It doesn't wipe him out. Most people, and this, by the way, is not true to you if it's not true. You understand that. I'm not forcing on you, now I'm supposed to behave this way when you kick the bucket or something. I'm not. It would be easy to do, you see, to form an agreement. Now we do so and so. A couple of thousand years ago, somebody got very active at this, and they became eventually very, very unpopular. They had a now I'm supposed to go somewhere, and that place did not exist, and it got a lot of people in trouble. Now, this is what ordinarily occurs. An individual backs out thinking of his responsibilities, knowing who he is, where he's been, what he's been doing. Ordinarily, this occurs. If he's in any kind of condition at all, this is what occurs. He backs out at the moment of death with full memory. Something kills the body, an automobile, too many court suits, too much overdose of widely advertised sleep-producing agents. And the body ceases to function, and the moment he conceives it to be no longer functional in any way, he backs out. At that moment, he knows who he is, where he's been, and so forth. You expect a total occlusion. Mind you, I'm not hanging this one on you. I'm just telling you what ordinarily happens. Usually, a total occlusion does not occur at this point. It is not true that a being, a thetan, in excellent condition, gets some distance from the body and then doesn't care about it anymore. That is simply a phenomenon of havingness. And when we first found that, we thought this was always the case, but then we were striking where thetans ordinarily were on the tone scale. This is not true that he gets just so far from his dead body and his last life and so forth and then forgets all about it or cares nothing about it and so forth. He's actually gone into the sub-zero scale. He is below apathy. That is, in support of this, you can pick up on the track times when a fellow backed out of his head and was mad as the dickens and just kicked the stuffings out of the fellow who killed him. Made spirits and this whole theory of spirits very unpopular. People tried to forget this. So when they ran around killing people, they would get no immediate kickback. Basic reason why one would want that out of the way, isn't it? When one committed a crime, why one wouldn't have to suffer for it. I'm not saying this is the basis of Christianity. But it is true that man has capitalized on this phenomena enormously, the phenomena surrounding death. They capitalize on it and capitalize on it. You look around in a neighborhood, and if there is a building which is well kept, why, it's normally an undertaking parlor. You look at the average pay of a medico who gets paid whether the patient dies or not, and you find that pay is very, very high. It is easy to capitalize on this. Why? Because people, when they think of death, think of loss and grab something. You got this? This explains the behavior of relatives after one of their number has died. Everybody gets in there and tears apart all of the person's clothes and fight with each other over the possessions and so on. They're still alive, but they have experienced the loss of happiness, and they pour in on this particular person's effects, and they're really, to some degree, trying to get the person back. They think if they can grab enough dresses, they get the person back. It actually is not quite as greedy as it looks. It's just obsessive. They don't know what they're doing. I've seen relatives, for instance. I've been around this many times. I've seen them pick up some of the weirdest things. I saw an old lady one time just screaming over the fact they wouldn't let her have a fellow's meerschaum pipe. And I pointed out to her that she didn't smoke a meerschaum pipe, and she looked at me sort of dazedly and came out of it and says, "So I don't," and handed it to somebody else. It was a token. It was a symbol of the person who had just left. Well, this exact behavior could vary from person to person.